Hello, everyone. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. My name is Andres, and you're listening to Computer One, which is usually Adrian Wong's show, but I'm subbing in for him today. And I'm really glad he gave me this opportunity, since it's been a while since I've been in the studio, and it's just really exciting to be back. And I usually don't get to have a show during the day. My show is called Andres' Late Night Delights, so I have had it at midnight for the past couple semesters. This is a nice change of pace. And yeah, since I can usually play uncensored music, today will be a little bit of a challenge, but I think I'm up for it. I think I'll be playing a lot of instrumental music, a lot of electronic music that I've been into lately. So yeah, to start this off, we're actually gonna start with a little side project from an artist called Vapor. This project is called DJ Cam Girl, and it's a more like aggressive drum and bass breakbeat type of project. It's called Canon, the album, and yeah, it's really exciting. I'm really glad I discovered it. And yeah, this song in particular is called Ultra Gloss, and I hope you enjoy. Let's get into it. So that was Ultra Gloss by DJ Cam Girl, aka Vapor. It's incredible, and I really like the direction he took on that little side project. I hope he does more. It's been a while since he picked up that name again, that project, so I hope he continues down that path. And up next, we have an artist by the name of Lil Texas, who is part of, like, I think the hardcore subgenre of electronic music, and this song's nuts. I don't really like hardcore music that much, but this one probably changed my mind, so I'm gonna get more into hardcore. I think I'm into happy hardcore, but that's like quite different. But yeah, here's Louder by Lil Texas.
Yeah.
So that right there was Louder by Lil Texas. Absolutely unhinged. I love it. Just like absolutely headbanging song. The stank face I put on when I first heard that song was something else. Shout out to Anthony Fantano for putting it out on his best singles of 2021 list. Otherwise, I probably would have never discovered it. So up next, we have an artist who passed away about 1 year ago, a little over a year ago. I'm talking about Sophie, absolute legend in the electronic music scene, Deconstructed Club and such. Definitely passed away way too soon. She was so talented. Like, I wish I could have gotten into her earlier to just see her artistic development, but going back through her discography, you can see it, and it's just incredible. And it's a real shame, but this song right here, it's called Not Okay Alone Mix, off of the remix album of Oil of Every Pearl's On Insides. And I hope you enjoy this. This song goes hard. So let's get into it. That was Not Okay Alone Mix by Sophie. And up next, we have one of her contemporaries. This is Arca with an incredible song called Tiro. And I actually named it my song of the year. And I wrote about it for Melisma Magazine. You can find that on our website, in our Songs of the Year article. And this is just an absolute banger of a reggaeton song. But it's like more experimental. And it's out there. It's incredible. I hope you enjoy. Dale, 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 coño, con sazón, dale, mami, reggae, boom, dale.
¿Dónde están los gringos y los güeros pa' que tiren su dinero? Bamba latina, máquina guajira, ya eres tu pupita, hasta allá la cuy. Lara, lara, mirana, miranda, azul de cara, bobo, bomba, bolira. Mira tu cupita, ya está, ya está, cuy, coco, puya, puya, guarico, coco, coco, cogete. Cachira, Amazonas, zona, zona, dura en el delta, macuro, que monaga está bien duro, 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 suave, suavemente. De frente.
So that was Tiro by Arca, and I'm sure you can see why I named it my song of the year. It just combines elements of like the mainstream and the experimental so flawlessly, and I just love it. I've gotten to her discography last year in about August. That's when I listened to Kick One. I just listened to like all the kicks when they dropped, listened to her self-titled, listened to Zen, and I have a little bit more to go through, but I'm really looking forward to it. And up next, we have an artist whose discography I want to get into as well. This is Machine Girl. This is their first album, Wolf Girl. The song's called Excruciating Death. And I recently copped this on vinyl, and it's actually shipping right now. I'm really excited for that. It's a nice double LP, so that's gonna be incredible. Oh yeah, I actually started a record collection over Christmas because I received a player. And I'm just super excited to keep adding to that. I already jump-started it. Got some Future Funk records. Got some Caracara Bonito, 100 Gex. Some Vaporwave as well. Like Death Dynamic Shroud, which you will hear later. Their new single. And yeah, let's get into this Machine Girl, Excruciating Death.
Thank you.
So that was Excruciating Death by Machine Girl. Absolute banger. And I also apologize for the fact that like there was some background vocals there that had some explicit language. It's actually curiously not labeled as an explicit song despite having those background vocal samples at the end there, so I apologize for that. But up next we have an artist who I actually discovered on TikTok, you know, as a lot of people do these days. This song is called Rayquaza EX, and it's another, I don't even know how to describe this song. I think it's another like drum and bass type song, which it's a genre I've been getting into lately with like the Machine Girl, the DJ Cam Girl, and Rayquaza EX among others. So I hope you enjoy.
Look at the picture. See the skull, the part of bone removed. Finkenstein radio controls the brain thoughts broadcasting radio, the eyesight television, the Frankenstein earphone radio, the threshold brainwash radio, the latest new skull reforming to contain all Frankensteins. Visible Frankenstein controls.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
So you just heard Rayquaza EX by Exodia. And up next, this is a song that's kind of taken the internet by storm, at least a couple of circles on the internet. It's Amygdala by Echo 2K featuring Blade. And this is just like an incredible, like, I don't know, dance song, I guess. There's a great dance beat on there. And Echo 2K and Blade just they do their thing. That's all there is to say about it. I hope you enjoy. This is Amygdala by Echo 2K featuring Blade.
Calling, falling for love. Dreaming in a dream. Calling, falling for love. Dreaming in a dream. I see the sunshine sometimes destroying creed. Dreaming in a dream. Destroying creed.
Short and sweet. That was Amygdala by Echo 2K. Like, I don't know what there isn't to like about that song. It's just great. It makes you feel good. Just dance banger. And up next, we have another song I actually discovered on TikTok, but it's like hasn't blown up or anything. It's called Slug by an artist by the name of Aja or AJA. And this literally just came up as like a recommendation, or I think it was in a ranking of some, like, literally, like, a 14-year-old's TikTok. And I was like, how do you have this music taste at this age? Like, I don't even remember what I was listening to at 14 years old. I might have been on SoundCloud, like, listening to, like, I don't even know, like, bad electronic music, like dubstep or something. But anyway, here's a Slug by Aja, or AJA.
Back.
So that was Slug by AJA, and that's just mind-blowing. Like, I could not believe when I first heard that song. Like, I was absolutely locked in and just could not pay attention to anything else. I was just hypnotized by the sounds coming out of my headphones. And up next, we have another incredible song. It's called Judgment Bolt by the Vaporwave experimental music trio Death Dynamic Shroud, and I think this is their first time working together as a trio since, like, I want to say 2017, since they dropped Heavy Black Heart. And yeah, this song's great. I'll just let the music speak for itself.
We'll be right back.
So that was Judgment Bolt by Death's Dynamic Shroud, and just incredible. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, their vocal chops, I don't even know if they used samples for that. They probably did, and it was probably an incredible flip just from listening to that. That was just incredible. Like, anyway, up next we have another one of Vapor's side projects that I recently discovered. This one's called Sports Girl. And when I tell you that this literally sounds like getting, like, dropped into, like, an alternate dimension version of, like, Wii Sports, like, it really does. The album is called Open Tournament 27XX, so it's, like, the distant future or something. And the cover art is literally this, like, I don't even know, like, iridescent kind of, like, woman playing golf. I don't even know. It's crazy. This song's called Electrolyte Elixir, and it's a little different from the other songs on the album. I say it's more vaporwavy, but still a vibe, and I hope you enjoy this. Sports Girl, Electrolyte Elixir. Love the vibes on that song right there. That was Electrolyte Elixir by Sports Girl, aka Vapor. And up next we have an electronic artist that I've really been digging lately. He's also in, like, the future funk, French house kind of genre. This is EV.exi from Scotland. This song is called Infinitus, and it's with Rhodes Rodosu. And this is a great collab. They did a little two song, I guess, single drop, and it was great. The other song is called Stelle, and I highly recommend you check that out too. But yeah, let's get into this. This is Infinitas by EV.exe featuring Rhodes Rodosu. So that was Infinitus by EV.exe and Rhodes Rodosu. Incredible song. I just love the sampling they do on that and how they flip it. And up next, we have another like feature funk type song. This is Fiber with his song Seraphine off of his 810 EP. And I recently got like the complete or like the deluxe edition on vinyl. And I'm just waiting for that to ship out. And I'm really excited for that as well. So here's Seraphine by Fiber. So that was Seraphine by Fiber. I really forgot how good that song was. Like, the vocal chops, the sampling, it's just so good. And the fact that it came out, like, around the same time that a lot of other producers were just lagging behind in the sampling game, it's just incredible. And that was, like, 2016 for reference. So very impressive, especially for the time that it came out in the future funk scene. And up next, we have another classic future funk song. It's called Candy Color Tangerine by Tendencies off of Waterbed. And I actually have this album on vinyl. This is the deluxe version. It's so nice. The Montaigne pressing is just incredible. And has the OB strip and everything. So here's Candy Color Tangerine by Tendencies, another artist that's in that kind of that lane that like him and Fiber and EV.exe are in, where they do like really inventive flips and they have their own distinct style. So hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Sorry about that. That was Candy Colored Tangerine by Tendencies. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. My name is Andres. I'm subbing for Adrian's show, Computer One. Thank you for listening. It's almost time. And I think I'll just leave y'all with one little short song by Fiber. It's called Metia. And I hope you enjoy a little future funk to end the show. And yeah, I'll catch y'all when I get my actual show. So yeah, stay tuned, friend. This is Late Night Delights.
The sun burns.